Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Universal Spiritual Connection. Join your host, Leilani Graham, along with special guests every Tuesday as they delve deep into the world of spirituality. From holistic health and wellness to cosmic evolution, vibrational physics, and everything in between. Let's work together to reach our own empowered greatness. Now, let's get into today's episode.
Aloha and welcome to the Universal Spiritual Connection. I am your host, Leilani Graham. I'd like to welcome all of our callers, all those who have joined us in our chat room, and also all our listeners that are tuning in for our tonight's broadcast. Thank you for inviting us into your home this evening. It's always an honor for you guys to invite us into your homes. But with that said, I wanted to give out the call-in number. Give me a moment, guys. Anyway, I was having a moment. Could you tell? Shh, mum's the word. Don't tell anybody else. Anyway, our guest call-in number is area code 347-327-9086. Again, that call-in number is area code 347-327-9086. I wanted to remind all of you about our next week, Tuesday night's broadcast. We got a surprise. It's going to be a special broadcast. And when the show information comes up, it's actually going to say special broadcast. So I'm really excited about it. It's been years since I've done anything at this level. So put it on your calendars, everyone, because you're not going to want to miss that show. We're going to be doing a lot of rocking and rolling next Tuesday night. Not that we don't already, but we're just amping it up just to up a notch, okay? So I just wanted to remind all of you that next week, Tuesday night, same time, we're having a special broadcast. With that shared, I'd like to share a bit of information about our guest for this evening, and she's Ann Taylor, the founder of Spirit Vision. She's an intuitive psychic medium, healer, teacher, and personal coach. She has profound gifts and years of experience in the metaphysical arts. With an extensive professional background, Anne has an inner knowing, understanding who she is and what she does through her deep connection with spirit. Anne has concentrated her early studies in anthropology and obtained multiple graduate degrees in both psychology and metaphysics. Previous professional career, both in business and as a licensed therapist, the realm of spirit called her forward to make major changes and to explore other healing modalities along the path of her personal growth, sharing her knowledge with others. It was then that Reverend Taylor plunged into an in-depth study of consciousness in which she practiced TM, meaning transcendental meditation. I'm sorry, guys. That's what happens when the big boys come flooding in. So please forgive me. Became a certified hypnotherapist, a Reiki master, and an ordained minister in the Church of Inner Light. I'd like to share Anne's personal information with you. If you would like to contact her, her email address is A as in Alpha, M as in Mary, T as in Tom, 9900@icloud.com. Again, that email address is A as in Alpha, M as in Mary, T as in Tom, 9900@icloud.com. Or you can personally reach her at area code 310-990-9900. So without further delay, let's all join together to give Ann Taylor a warm welcome to Universal Spiritual Connection. Aloha, Miss Ann.
Well, hello there, Leilani. Good evening, and hello to all our listeners. It's wonderful to be here.
Could you feel that energy flooding in?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I wish they would go ahead and do it, you know, before we get on air. And I think the listeners by now understand what's happening in the background. But please forgive me, Anne, for giggling and mixing my words up a little bit there. But at least I was getting the attention of the listeners. What do you think?
I think everybody's all ears.
I can have a lot of fun with that comment.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Well, what's on your mind tonight, Anne? Because I know you have a lot of things that you'd actually like to bring to the table tonight and discuss. So let me turn it over to you and hear what you've got to your thoughts.
Well, thank you, Leilani. I think the first thing I want to say to everybody is just let's all align our heart energy together and bring our focus onto the spiritual plane. We've had a lot of horrific news and really difficult, challenging situations on the world stage recently. And I know the one thing that brings peace to my soul is to remember what our priority is for being on the planet. And that is to enhance and expand our spiritual awareness. It's very challenging to do this in the place of what looks like very dark energy at times. And I know, because we're all human, it takes all of our skill to do that. But I'm reminded daily that that is my job on the planet, and that is the job of all the rest of us on the planet together to reside in harmony. That's consciousness. That's not denial. It's not sweeping things under the carpet and pretending like it's not happening, but to reside in consciousness and to realize that this entire planetary experience is one in which come to solidify our connection and our God beingness. So I think I'd like to open with that, Leilani.
That was powerful, by the way, Anne. And, you know, mm-hmm. I'd like to add to that, if I may, you know, because for months now we have been gently reminding each and every one of you of the actual importance of really being anchored in your personal self-empowerment and also to really be consciously aware of being actually being a master over your emotional and mental bodies also. We're going to need it. And this is one of those moments that has really came to the forefront. And this is a good time for all of us to really start paying attention to, are we getting caught up in everything around us to where it is lowering our frequencies, because we've talked about that as well, the importance of keeping our vibrational frequency up at a very high level, along, of course, mastering the emotional and mental bodies. And I'm sure if you just take a moment and reflect on everything going on around us, you can begin to really appreciate and understand the depth of the importance of all of those different elements. I'd like to turn it back over to you, Anne.
Thank you, Leilani. I think I just can reiterate the fact that in our daily lives, when we put one foot in front of the other, make sure that every step is upholding what we know to be the highest frequency, the highest spiritual consciousness, the highest level of love in the universe. And like I said, that does not mean denial or sweeping things under the carpet. I think we can all look at the world stage right now and know that there's travesties being perpetrated upon humanity. And there are forces on the planet that are not necessarily in the highest order and who do not care about the same priorities that we all care about, and we have to confront that. One of the ways we confront that is with our own energy and with our willingness to stand up and speak the truth, to uphold the sovereignty of each human being on the planet in their desire to move towards God consciousness. You know, there's a statement in metaphysics that, you know, we are allowed to do what we will. We have free will. Do what you will. But the other part of that statement is harm no one. And we forget about that sometimes. We go into, well, I have free will. I can do whatever I want. Yes, you can, but harm no one. So all our actions have to be in that light. So we have to approach everything we do, everything we say, everything we share on social media, everything we say to our neighbors with that mindset. It's imperative, especially at this point, that we do not succumb to energies that, as you said, Leilani, bring down our frequency. And this is work. You know, this is not lightweight stuff. This is work to keep our minds in a higher plane and to realize that we have to transform our own backyards. We have to lift our own lifestyles and actions into the highest frequency we know how in order to support the planet getting to the stage that we need to be. This planet is going through dark times right now. History will look back at this particular period of time as one in which various shadow energies were lurking in the corners and various frequencies were being challenged. And there's an effort to confront that with the restoration of the divine mother, the divine feminine God energies. You know, we have feminine and masculine, if you will, divine energies. And those have to do with how the frequencies work. Is the energy going out into the universe, or is the energy being received into the universe? And there's an ebb and flow. There's a Shiva Shakti energy. It is circulating energy. And the divine feminine for about 6,000 years has been ignored. And if you want an example of how it looks to have the divine feminine repressed, ignored, and denigrated, just look at some of the politics that are going on in the world. That is what it looks like. So we are living in a time where we are working to restore the divine feminine to the God presence. This is what is the truth in the universe, and the multiverse is way beyond our planet because there's life in the universe all over the place. Mm-hmm. So as we're doing this, we need to keep this in mind that every step, every action, every word, every thought that we have has to be focused on this balance, this harmony, and this expression of divinity and love, the highest frequency that there is. And remember that we are all sovereign beings, and we are free, but we are not free until we are all united in that concept.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's also very important is to always call forth to the armor of God to be placed around each and every one of you and make it permanent. You know, it's really interesting because what came to mind is I got a phone call about 3 weeks ago, and the individual that I was communicating with actually said, did you know that you have a strong armor around your home and your land that your house sits on? And I kind of chuckled to myself because, you know, I had called in the big boys requesting that the full armor of God be completely surround my home, you know, to place it in a bubble along with the land that my home sits upon. And it's actually working. It was pretty cool to actually get a phone call from the individual. And I said, why? Were you trying to do something? Were you trying to peek in or something? I did. How would you know? And he actually said, no, it wasn't like that. He goes, and I chuckled back because, you know, I've known him for many, many years. So I know the actual fabric he's cut from. But another thing that came to mind, too, was, you know, is making sure that when we put that full armor of God around each, you know, on our daily basis And until you can fully anchor that, so you're constantly in that protection, is being mindful about your own energy and the people that are around you. You know, that's very important, okay? So I just want to gently remind each and every one of you to keep that in the back of your minds as well. So what do you think, Anne?
About which part, Leilani?
All of it.
I think it's wonderful, and I'm grateful to be here and grateful to be in touch with our audience. And I think that we're all going through the same process. We're all learning together. We're all walking this path. We're all experiencing whatever's in front of us, and some of it is more challenging than others, and some people have it more difficult than others, and some people have it in a way that seems to be apparently easier, although internally when you find that out, it's not always the case. But we are all moving through this time together. This time has been predicted for eons. This time has been predicted in metaphysical history, and you know, descriptions and warnings and information about these times have been passed down through oral tradition, through all the religions, through major channels of information for many, many, many years. This is definitely known in the metaphysical
community,
halls of knowledge. That this is the time of transformation and change and consciousness.
Well, shoot,
we know that we are being challenged to step up to the plate and expand our consciousness and connect our hearts, our souls, and our spirits into the divine Most High.
That's right. It's even written in the Bible of actually what's happening today on the planet. So, you know, don't take our word for it. Get on the computer and do your research to also, so that way you can understand what the meaning of what's happening on the planet means for every man, woman, and child on this planet. And I'm talking about on a global scale, okay? So also, that's part of when you hear the spiritual community say, hold yourself accountable and responsible for everything. That's what we mean. A lot of times want to go into that space of I feel guilty because I've done something wrong, blah, blah, blah. No, it's stepping up to the plate and exercising your wisdom, your knowledge, and holding yourself accountable along of taking responsibility. Whew, man, could I feel that energy. Watch out, world. But I also wanted to remind everyone, too, is that we are, you know, we actually are under the, gosh, it was just right here on my brain. Okay, Masters, you guys are going to have to help me out here. The actual return, and I'll think of it in a minute.
Well, you're speaking astrologically?
Yes.
There's a lot of energy going on. There's Pluto return. There's huge Pluto energy, which is mass transformation. There's Jupiter energy. There's Saturn energy. There's lots of retrogrades happening that are starting to unfold and come more direct. There's just a huge amount of, and we're between two eclipses. We just had an eclipse on Saturday, and we got another one on the 28th of October. So these are, and eclipses shine light on things that need to be brought out into visibility. So that's what we're in between right now. And the effects of eclipses last quite a while. Okay, so we're experiencing tons of this energy. And I was just going to piggyback on one thing you said, Leilani. You were, descriptions of this time are in the Bible. They're also in all the other major books of different religions. They've been written in the Vedas. They've been written in Buddhist texts. They've been written in, you know, the calendars of various indigenous peoples. I've mentioned this before, but you can go online and Google a guy named Billy Carson, and he talks about a lot of the ancient texts that talk about what's going on, and they predate Christianity and some of the other religions. So this is ancient information. It's not relegated to one particular philosophy or view of God. This is ancient metaphysical history talking about what's going on now.
That's correct. Whew. And what does that translate to? Change.
Keeping it together through the change.
Massive change. And we've talked about that as well. And so here we are, everyone. This is a pivotal point for all of humanity of what's happening right now. And so it's very important for all of you. Again, I'm going to recap on protecting your energies, getting real anchored in your self-empowerment, along with mastering your emotional and mental bodies. You know, I've shared with you guys, I've been preparing for my future, simplifying my life. It just goes on and on. And if you want, you can always go back and listen to some of the show archives where we have really done a deep dive in these various areas. And like I've shared with you guys in many shows, I specifically bring this information to the table so that I'm able to, well, let me just back up, Leilani, where myself and all the guests pairing each and every one of you, and that's why we keep bringing these things to the table so that you guys are prepared on your end, because we've gotten to know many of you, and we have shared our love with each and every one of you. And so we want you personally to be successful and be able to cross into the other side. And I had mentioned we were going to be going through the eye of the needle in October. Well, guess what? That's exactly what we're doing. What do you think about that, Miss Ann?
I think it's all true.
Yeah.
I think that's a good reminder. Good reminder.
Yeah.
And by the way, I was going to say one other thing. This isn't just one moment. This is a long extended period of increasing awareness. So it's not like it's going to be over next week when the second eclipse hits us. We are just being informed so that we can walk through this entire period with consciousness.
Yeah, because, you know, there's a lot of times, I know for yourself, Anne, and for me, you know, my phone starts ringing off of the hook. People are asking us, oh, my God, what's going on and on and on and so forth. And this is where it's very important for all of you to really write these things down that we're sharing with you, because we're getting bombarded with phone calls. And I'm sure you're like me, Anne, haven't I told you this once before, or have I not informed you of what's about to unfold on the planet? Yada, 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 right? I'm sure you're getting those too, right?
Oh, daily. Daily. It's in all the readings I do, people. You know, I do readings. People call for readings usually when there's a big change afoot or where there's something going on that they're not quite sure, but they can feel the energy transforming. And so I deal with people around those particular points of shift in their life. And so, yes, we're getting lots and lots of those, because stuff is changing for people.
So you'll begin to really appreciate. Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm so glad that I've been doing what I've been doing. And I thank you, Father God, but I have personally been able to maneuver through a lot of things that's going on. Thank you again, Father God, for that. And that's because I sharpen my awareness every day. I stay on top of what's happening. Of course, you know, these are years of study and having spiritual group gatherings and so forth, and learning from such a person like Ann Taylor, because, you know, I learn from her and she learns from me. And so this is where all these elements are really important for all of us. And I need to stress this as well, how important it is. It can be one or two people, but at least have people that you can really sit down with and have great conversations with, and brings joys and happiness and all those types of things to be there, a cheerleader, and encourage you that you can propel forward no matter what is happening and so forth. I know that it's important for me, and I'm sure it is for you as well, Anne.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Surround yourself with as many light beings as you can find.
Yes, yes, yes. So on that note, Anne, why don't we go ahead and start answering our callers? What do you think?
Sounds like fun to me.
Me too. So I'd like to go ahead and welcome area code 509 to USC. Please give us your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Erica and I'm calling from Washington State.
Hi, Erica. How are you this evening?
Hi, I'm pretty good. Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, we're pleased to have you with us this evening. So what's on your mind? What would you like to ask us?
Well, first, I kind of wanted, I really like what you guys are talking about. I think recently my family has been having health issues, and I've been more uncovering, more open to like natural medicine and like really putting in like the work and investigating, you know, what's a healthier option, what's a healthier lifestyle. And, you know, I think it's one of the main things that I've seen now is that it's that we cleanse our groceries, especially like our fruits and veggies. And
yep.
We can do that by
yep.
putting them in, like, soaking them in water for, like, 20 minutes and adding baking soda and, what is it, that white vinegar. And that
yes.
way all the, like, pesticides and all the little worms that we don't see with our naked eye, you know, can come out. And so basically, you know, it's best to clean it before it just goes in our bodies. And that's another thing, that we need to cleanse our bodies just because there's a lot of pests, like parasites.
Toxins.
And just, exactly. And so there's, oh my God, I'm like very like holistic and trying to make healthier choices, you know? So I kind of
that's
wrapped,
wonderful.
Like,
so
what you're saying. Mm-hmm.
Well, Erica, you know, I have to say this to you, but you are literally answering the call, because that's part of the energy that has been flooding the planet. It's for us to really make it our business to take care of our health, detoxification of the physical body, being more mindful about the types of foods we're buying. I mean, because some of the foods that we have out there are actually made out of plastic, for Pete's sakes, even down
mm-hmm.
to our drinking water and, you know, all these kinds of things that can compromise the physical health, not just the physical health, but even the emotional and mental. You know, last week I mentioned about colonics, even going and getting colonics, all start from the colon area that gets backed up in the physical. But I'm so proud of you. You got me all excited now, and I really am thankful to hear that you're appreciating what we're sharing, because it is extremely important now, isn't it?
Yeah, it totally is, and it's for our own well-being, because the more you know, the more smarter choices you make, and, you know, you're going to be less sick overall. I think I feel like ever since COVID, people are just massively waking up and saying, no, I'm not going to do that or whatever, you know. So, like the vaccine,
that's
for
right.
example. And just people want,
that's right.
I really like listening to Barbara O'Neill. I don't know if you're familiar, but she is awesome. She's all about natural medicine. Oh, okay.
Good for
yes.
you. I am
she's
actually
awesome.
Quite familiar with her. And she does, in fact, put out some great material out there for all
mm-hmm.
the people that seek to listen to her. Yeah, she knows mm-hmm. her stuff, let me tell you. And, you know, it's
yes.
important, too, for us to study the different natural herbs and, you know, because I've taken herbs all my entire life. And every morning I get up and I juice. Every single morning.
Oh, okay, wow. Uh-huh.
And so nice. I even use fresh garlic and ginger and all kinds of goodies, lots of different vegetables and fruits. And I blend that up and I drink it every single morning. And
mm-hmm.
what's nice about that too, and it's not for everybody, but that's just
mm-hmm.
my way of, you know, investing in my personal self is my juicing.
Yes.
And what's wonderful is it starts to detox my physical body. But I went one step further and bought a detox machine as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I have it here at my home. So now I can detox with my machine every 3 days until, you know, everything starts to become clear again. But anyway, I would like to introduce you to Anne. Miss Anne, please meet Erica.
Thank you. Hi, Erica. Hi. Thank you, Leilani.
Hi there.
Of course, I totally support what you're doing. And in Washington State, you're in, I don't know what city you're in, but you're in a place where there are people who are conscious about food and toxins and clean water and good sources. So you've got lots to choose from. I want to tell you, and I'm not sure if it applies just to your nutritional pathway or perhaps maybe a few other things in your life, but you may feel a little bit like you're on your own here, or you're bringing, you know, light to those who don't see so well, or you're bringing information to people who aren't as sophisticated yet about it or don't know what you know. And you might feel just a little bit like you're kind of off on your own in the wilderness here and there occasionally. So just know that
mm-hmm.
that's actually okay, and that this is a journey for you. Don't look back with any regret. Don't think that you've lost anything. If people don't understand what you're talking about, don't take it personally. Just know
mm-hmm.
that you're off on your own path right now, and you're following your own inner guidance, and it's going to lead you where you need to go, okay? And it's going to bring you into relationship with other humans in a really loving, happy way. So
mm-hmm.
keep that in mind as you go through this whole journey, okay? And I totally support what you're talking about, because I am heavily involved in what's called functional medicine and
mm-hmm.
health, a healthy lifestyle. And for everybody listening out there, do your own research. Start reading up about what, as Leilani said, there's plastics in the food. There's plastics in,
mm-hmm.
I just read an article the other day about there's microplastics in the salt. I mean, we thought, you know, we're getting pure salt out of the ocean. No, we're also getting microplastics with it. So I don't do medical information. I'm not a physician, but I'm very concerned with the quality and the higher level of making sure that everybody gets decent food. And
mm-hmm.
as much as possible, support local farmers and eat organically.
Yeah.
You know, it's really important. Eat low on the food chain, you know, and avoid anything in a box, a bag, or a can.
Or frozen.
<Go ahead.
laughs> I personally view it as like self-love. Like if you, you know, because your body,
that's right.
you only get one, you know, and every organ is so essential. And so we just need to take care of ourselves from the outside in, or the inside out. I don't know if that made sense. But
inside
but
out. Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree with you and support you. That's wonderful.
My question
yeah?
was
Go
regarding
ahead.
If you see like a new boyfriend coming up.
Well, that's what I said. This path is going to take you where you need to be. And I definitely see a relationship in the future. That's why I said it's going to bring you in touch with the people that you need to be in touch with. Follow your own internal guidance. This is somehow connected. I don't quite know how,
But following this path of your own internal light and staying clear, and I don't mean being dogmatic about it or preaching, you know, to the world about it, although sharing the information is certainly helpful. But somehow through all these activities and through what you're being directed to do now, you're going to, yes, of course, a relationship is in your future, okay? It's not for a little while. There's going to be a little part of this process that's going to bring you into more information, more study, more unknown. Just begin to dance with this mystery of life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let it guide you.
Okay.
Let it guide you. Don't look back about what is or what isn't or what could have been or what if. Okay, none of that. All right, just move
mm-hmm.
forward with a sense of mystery and newness and let me explore what's out there. And remember,
mm-hmm.
and daily, on some daily basis, and I don't care if it's for 5 minutes. I tell this to many people, but I'm specifically saying this to you right now. 10 minutes, sit down and connect with the God, Goddess energy. Sit down and connect with the Most High. Sit down in silence and be still before you move forward with your day, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Don't know if you meditate, but if you do, great. And if you don't, just, you know, call it a moment of silence. Call it a moment of stillness, whatever you want to do. But sit down and touch base with that divine energy on a daily basis, and go forth from that place.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact,
okay.
Later in 2024, so you're already preparing for when you meet him.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yay. So we're going to leave you with that, Erica. I really want to thank you for calling in, and remember that we love you and we appreciate you. Very
pleasure.
Welcome. So do you want me to disconnect you or do you want to stay on hold?
I can stay on hold.
Fair enough. Okay, we're going to go ahead and move on to our next caller. And I'd like to welcome area code 330 to USC. Please give us your name and where are you calling from?
Leslie from Holly Springs, Mississippi.
Hi, Lisa. How are you this evening?
Leslie.
I'm good. It's Leslie.
Leslie. My sincere apologies to you. Sometimes you just have to, you know, reach out and touch me, girl.
Sometimes we can't hear totally. The technology doesn't cooperate with us. So we got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So
yeah.
What's on your mind tonight, young lady?
No, I'm just a gentleman.
It's a guy.
Oh,
I can hear better than – I can hear Leslie. I think Leilani's
well, getting
a little interference.
But, Anne, he's got a kind heart.
Definitely.
And he's so tuned in with that.
Yes.
Oh, my
yes,
gosh. That is so refreshing. I'm so glad you called in. So
right.
Let's start over again. What's on your mind, please?
Yes. Yeah, I started at my current job as an academic advisor retention specialist at this small college here in town 18 months ago tomorrow, and I'm really enjoying what I'm doing right now with two new colleagues and a new supervisor I got over the summer, and I feel that my abilities are preparing me to apply for another academic advisor position at a bigger institution, and I'm ready to relocate next spring, preferably next May or June. Do you see me applying towards the end of March or early April?
Okay, Miss Ann.
Absolutely, Leslie. Absolutely. First of all, congratulations
yep.
on your success. It's very impressive. Apply. I want you to apply to a couple of different places. I want you to just know that the job you want is moving in the direction that you desire, and it might take, there might be a slight delay or there might be something that you redefine between now and then. Okay, so just look for that, and that's okay. All right, that's okay. I just want you to know that you're in the right place. Your heart's in the right place. Like Leilani said, you have a beautiful heart, and you really
mm-hmm.
care about what you're doing, and you're helping people. And that's important, and you're in a place where people are grateful for that. So just stay focused on attaining wisdom and using that wisdom not only in your personal life but in your career, okay? And utilize the energy of the heart. If you have any decisions to make, sit down and really go inward and ask yourself, where does my heart want to be? Not my head. Where does my heart want to be? Where does my heart thrive? Where does it feel like the right action is going to take place in the right atmosphere for my heart energy? Okay. Mm-hmm. And I definitely see you doing well. I think you just got to jump through a little bit of bureaucracy, and that's going to be the thing that may give you a little bit of frustration sometimes, that, you know, oh my gosh, I got to step through 52 steps to get there. Don't worry about it. Just keep stepping through the steps, okay?
Yep.
We all have to do that. It's frustrating sometimes.
And I'd like to also let you know that you're going to be very successful in the near future. So don't let the frustration kick in with you. Just do what you need to do. Great advice that Anne gave you, because you're really going to propel at a very high level in the very near future. Don't let anything deter you, okay?
Mm-hmm. It won't.
And you have... Go ahead.
Yes, because I'm looking at places in Tennessee, Ohio, California, and Georgia right now, unofficially. But I'll start to nail that down when it gets closer towards the latter part of March and Easter.
I like Tennessee and Georgia.
Yeah.
I like Tennessee and Georgia. I don't like California for you. Ohio's questionable.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that, Anne. Yeah, definitely look in those two areas. It'll serve you well.
And might be something in Kentucky, too. I'm not sure yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Just might be something there.
Yeah.
But the people that you can help the most, the people that you really can touch, and the people whose lives you can affect for positive change are in those locations that we just specified. Don't feel the West Coast not so good. West Coast is not your best shot.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my new
Ohio,
friend,
like I said, Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. You can go. You can continue.
I was going to say the weather in Ohio wouldn't suit you.
Right. Yeah. Because I really like nicer weather. My next position, preferably in the next year and a half, 2-3 years, I'll begin working on a doctoral program in higher education.
Good. I love it. Absolutely.
Oh.
Just keep going. You're just on the right path. Keep going. This is your destiny. You're here to do the work. You're doing it. You're in the right place. Just keep moving. And like I said, plow through the bureaucracy. You know, when you apply for the doctoral program, you've got to jump through hoops and make them happy that you're jumping through the hoops they think are important, okay? And that's fine. Just keep jumping through the hoops.
As a matter of fact, I want to add this, too. It's going to get a – and this is, you know, in your future where you'll have other companies seeking you personally and offering really nice work packages that will – put a smile on your face. But I'm going to leave you with this, but what I want to say to you is please, please, please call in again, give us an update, and don't forget us, okay?
I won't.
Fair enough. So would you like for me to disconnect you or put you on hold?
You can put me back on hold.
Fair enough. Remember, we love you and we appreciate you. And you go get them. Ooh, I can't wait.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Ladies.
You're welcome.
You bet. Take care.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh, Anne. He's really got it going on.
He's going to help a lot of people. A lot of people.
Lots of people. Oh, my gosh. Now, don't you forget to keep us updated on how well you're doing, okay? So on that note, I'd like to go ahead and welcome area code 504 to USC. Please give us your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Debbie from Louisiana, and I'm so excited
Hi,
to
Debbie.
Talk to both of you.
I was just thinking about you the other day.
Oh, wow, really? That's awesome.
Yes, matter of fact, not only was I thinking about you, but I was actually, were your ears ringing because I was even talking about you?
No.
To a couple of people.
Listen. Oh, no, I haven't listened in a few days, and I mean a few weeks, and I was like, okay, I'm listening tonight.
We get it because, you know, we still have life that we have to live, right? So we get it. We understand. But it was all good. I just want you to know.
Oh, thank you. And what y'all were talking about at the beginning, I can relate to, like, the young lady about keeping your vibration high. It's been – mine's been a little low, and I realized, like you were telling her, like, I lost pretty much all my friends. But I'm kind of okay with it because I realized – that, you know, newness would come, but, and I haven't talked to Ann in like years. She was on your show years ago. So
that's right.
True. I was like so excited about that. Last time you said I was a really sensitive person, and I hope I have the same guess, but it was something about the Pleiades, I believe, maybe. Maybe not. I could be thinking
Palladian?
Something different. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Did you?
Okay.
It was so long ago, but you were just telling me about how sensitive I was. I want to hear what y'all's take on everything, but 2 days before Suzanne Somers died, I was driving and I heard she was going to die. And I'm going to tell you, I took her death rather hard. I mean, I have chill bumps just telling you this. I don't know her, but I respected her so much because she was a Libra. She went during the Libra moon and all that stuff, eclipse, and I'm a Libra moon. But she has this energy where she tells the truth and she got attacked. And she just kept on. But I kind of had some of that. And I guess I felt a little sorry for her and myself because – anytime, you know, you tell the truth, you're going to get attacked a lot. And she was one of the first to stand up for, well, she wasn't the first, but she stood up for equal pay and got fired. She wasn't really vindicated.
She stood up for a lot of things.
Yeah, the food.
Yeah, she stood up for a lot of things, right?
And I don't think people realize
how much. Medical care, right?
Yeah. And I found some videos.
She was a pioneer in a lot of things.
Yeah, a perfect word, pioneer. But I also feel I felt sadness for how hard her journey was, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah. Oh god. Totally. Totally. If you know anything about her life, absolutely. She was a pioneer. She fought all the way. She represented people's rights and freedoms and information and education and, you know, getting better health care and getting the truth of a lot of things. So Debbie, you're absolutely right on. And thank you for calling back. It's wonderful to hear from you, and it's wonderful that you heard us years ago because Leilani and I have been doing this work for a while now. And I see you as not only a very sensitive person, but a very conscious person. And I'm looking at some very powerful energies. And what you were referring to is the Pleiades, which is a planetary system of stars that's out there in the galaxy. And you might want to start reading information about that. See if you can get hold of some books that talk about, you know, the Pleiadian communication or what the Pleiadian energy is about, because there's a lot of benevolence there and there's a lot of information there. And it's just a fun journey. Whatever your path is now, and I'd love to hear what you're doing, you're on a path of powerful success.
Yes.
There are people who support you. There are people who want you to succeed, and you are also that kind of person for your friends, which is really lovely.
okay? And your guidance is hanging around you and wants to advise you on a daily basis and just simply is saying, hey, I'm here if you need help. You're good on your own. You know what you're doing, but we're here to help you and support you. And your dreams and wishes are on their way to fruition and manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Big, at a big time. Big level.
That's awesome. That is terrific. I'm just
and we're also, Debbie, we're going to...
Sorry?
Go ahead, hon. Repeat yourself.
No. When you were talking about the vibration, I'm having a little difficult time keeping my vibration high right now. You know? More
well,
like
I
can isolate.
Gonna
but
say,
okay.
You don't want to isolate. What I was just going to add to that, when I said you're on the way to the manifestation of your inner desires and your destiny for being on the planet, along with that incredible benefit comes a lot of responsibility, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And part of that responsibility is kind of like, you know, you're headed for the Olympics, but you got to train every day. And some days at 5 o'clock in the morning when it's freezing cold and there's snow on the ground, you do not want to get up and go swim. You just don't, you know? So what's required at this point is to stay focused. That's why your guidance says, hey, we're here to support you. So in whatever manner you want to, check in every day with your guidance. First thing in the morning, first thing when you start to organize your day, before you, you know, jump in the car or get on the phone or whatever it is you do, check in with your guidance and like, okay, God, Goddess, Divine, Most High, whatever you want to call it, the Source, infuse me with your energy, align me with this energy, keep my frequency focused, keep my energies high, help me to be conscious and aware of doing this as I go through my day step by step. And find people around you. And I don't care if it's your dog. Find beings around you that reflect. And if you have a dog and it's your dog, fab, wonderful.
It's a
but
cat
find
and a
people
squirrel.
Around you. Even fine, great. And the animal kingdom, I see this around you. Find these beings that reflect back love, that give you that kind of loyalty. Because you do that for your friends. Keep beings around you who reflect total love. Okay?
That's
whatever you have to do.
A little hard.
And so we just have to remind ourselves. It is hard. It
and
is
I
hard
also want to remind Debbie, too, is that, you know, she's a light peeler. And so being a light peeler, you're even in your conscious state, especially at night, you are actually doing a lot of spiritual work etherically to help support the planet. Okay, so you got to keep that in mind as well. So when you have those moments when you feel really tired, give yourself permission to lay and rest, even if it's for, you know, 15, 20 minutes, because there are you know how I can tell when I'm out working in behalf of humanity at night when I'm sleeping is I get up tired and I'm going, wait a minute.
That's me.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's every
so
morning.
Remember that you're sending out those beacons, okay, constantly. Even if you're just driving your car, that's what you're doing. And you don't always, you know, we don't always connect that understanding that that's, we're working overtime 24/7 to help humanity through these shifts that's happening right now.
Yeah.
And that's what you're doing, Debbie. Okay.
Okay.
And I really want to support what Leilani just said and emphasize that. And on another level, Debbie, one of the things that you can do is to get into your physical body as much as you can, because this will help energize things. Go for walks. Go talk to the squirrel. Go play with the cat.
Dance around in your home.
Yeah, exactly. Just literally get into the first chakra energy, the physical body energy, and ground yourself. Okay?
Okay.
That That's really important, and that will help you. That will help you start to retain the energy that you need and to help the vibrational frequency be lifted, because we all bring it up from the where Kundalini rises, rests at the bottom of the spine. We bring it up through the channels into the higher consciousness and out into the divine. So ground yourself in your physicality for a little while.
Yeah.
Okay.
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 That'll help a lot.
Thank you, Leilani.
Wonderful.
Welcome.
Wonderful. Well, we love you. Thank you for calling.
I do enjoy this. I mean, boy, this really takes me back, both of you guys together.
Thank you, Debbie.
We're all part of a big spiritual family, and we're all connected. So everybody who's hearing our voices right now is part of that family. So thank you for being here.
Thank you all. And I do want to stay on.
Okay.
Fair enough. And Debbie, in the near future, I'm going to actually be doing shows on the Palladians and the Arcturians and all the different star systems and stuff like that. So, and you'll see it in the write-up. You're getting the write-ups, aren't you, on the shows?
Yes, I'm not logged in right now. I'm calling from my phone, but sometimes I log in. And it was funny because that y'all were the first people that told me about that. And I told my friend, just tickled. I said, I'm from the Palladians. And she was like, she's kind of fun. She was like, well, yeah, I could see that. I was like, okay. I was like trying it on for size, just for tickles, you know. She said, yeah.
And there's many of us.
Okay.
Yep. Anyway, Debbie, I'm going to leave you with that. Remember, we love you and appreciate you.
Oh, I love y'all too.
Thank you.
You take care.
Okay. I'm going to put you back on hold now. Okay, I'd like to go ahead and welcome area code 917 to USC. Please give us your name and where are you calling from?
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, good. Can never
What's
know if
name?
I'm being heard, by the way. Karen from New York. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Karen.
How's everybody?
Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Seth,
yes.
As always.
I know.
And I know Ann is, too.
We can hear you. We can hear you,
on
Karen.
Tuesday night. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I
That's okay.
Catch.
You're fine.
Okay.
So what's on your mind tonight, Karen?
Yeah, well, I'd like to know what's ahead for me. Anything exciting you see coming my way? Meeting interesting people?
Good question.
I need like-minded friends of all kinds, male, female.
It's a great question. I'd like to hear more of that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, wanting to know, you know, do I need to do more spiritual studies or, you know, whatever. You got the gist of it. And we got Miss Karen.
Yeah. Hi, Karen. I want to ask you a question. Have you been through something recently that feels just slightly unnerving or not a fun experience or maybe a little complicated or conflictual?
You mean with relationships, with people?
I don't care how you define it. But, yeah, in your life, did you have those energies sweep through your life on some level?
I think so.
I think so, too, because that's what I see around you right now.
I just wanted to say I also had an unusual healing, or so it seemed, of some kind of ancestral energy, and that's supposed to be impacting me, and you know, I haven't noticed the effect yet, but I don't know, you're picking up on that?
I don't know. All I see is that there was some sort of conflictual, confusing, unclear energy around you, and I think it felt little bit like you got in a labyrinth of sorts. So it could be the ancestral energy. It could be some other stuff. But what I want to tell you is that the ultimate result of this current time, and to answer your question, is get grounded into your heart energy, get grounded literally almost into the material physical plane. Get grounded. You got a lot of spiritual energy around you. You're a seeker. You're smart. You know what you're doing. And there's a lot of support for you in the universe. There's a lot of support in that angelic realm for you. They're asking you to pay attention to your chakras, your heart chakra, and your third chakra, your will, your exercise of will, how you move through time and space with both yourself and other people, and what you want to manifest. You have the ability to do pretty much whatever. Some opportunities coming for you soon. It's kind of like almost a leap of faith or jumping off the cliff to make sure you can fly. So it may feel a little bit like unexpected energy, or you're not quite sure if it's all going to land in the right place. But like I said, get very grounded. Get very clear on what your heart chakra wants, what you feel, and how you exercise your will and your desire and your reaching out into the plane of Earth materiality and what you want to do with that, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you getting anything about what kind of opportunity this would be?
No, I'm not, actually. Do you have something specific that you're contemplating or thinking about, or is there an area of your life where you're looking? Yeah, I mean, are you thinking about career, business? Are you thinking about investments? Are you thinking about what area do you want to focus on?
Well, I'd like to ultimately achieve success with my healing. I would like to, find my calling.
Are you a healer yourself?
Are
you a healer yourself? Is that?
No, I don't feel that I'm a healer. I've been told I have healing, but I don't feel it. I mean, I help people, but it's different. It's not that I go and I put my hands on them or do modality, and I don't really know what my gifts are, what I'm supposed to do. I'm doing a lot of work to try to unearth them, but nothing is that strong.
Okay. When you said you would like to have success with your healing, you were referring to your own personal internal healing. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel like there's a little bit of walking through a labyrinth with that particular topic right now, like there's more layers to be peeled, or you're in the middle of the process. I think you're successful at it. I'm not saying it's an issue, and I want you to be positive about it. Part of that set of tools that you can use is literally getting grounded in your body. Like I said, getting grounded in your third chakra, your will. How do you want to use your will in the world? Where do you want to put your energy? And I hear that you're questioning that. I do hear that. Because I think new opportunities are going to be brought to you. I feel that there's opportunities that are going to be brought. And part of it is tied to your consciousness. How much are you learning? How much are you applying to the world? There's a lot of things you can do. There's a lot of things you can do. You'll make money. You'll be successful. You have money around you. I'm not concerned about your economics. That part looks okay to me. So you can do a lot of different things. It's all tied to literally sitting down and pulling yourself out of the labyrinth and focusing on something that speaks to your heart. What makes you excited? Where is there animation in your life for placing your energy? What gives you happiness to think about doing day after day?
Yeah.
And that's a question. Yeah.
Because she's so multi-talented. She could go
do
just about anything, really.
I wish I
knew
that.
And that's what the universe is actually waiting for.
Well, I don't
feel. You understand that, right, Karen?
No. Yes and no.
Really? You don't feel that?
No, I don't feel that many talents. No.
Well, let me ask you a question, Karen. What have you done with your energy for the last 10 years?
I've just been working on trying to improve and heal myself. I've been helping other people in my life at the same time. I was involved with my partner and became his health advocate and caregiver to a degree. Before that, for many more years than that, I was a caregiver to my grandmother. None of that was my choice. It just kind of fell upon me, and I wanted to help them, and that's how that happened.
Have you ever written anything?
No.
You ever write? You ever think?
No.
Okay, have you thought about communicating? Have you thought about communicating? Okay, listen to me for 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
You have something that you know how to, that you can either write about or communicate through speaking about. It has to do with fifth chakra energy. Okay. For example, you could write a manual for how to be a great caregiver because you got a lot of experience. Okay. Or 10 other things. It doesn't have to be all either or. It doesn't have to be, I can only do this. And it doesn't have to be, well, gee, if I do this, I can't do anything else. You can do sequential activities through your life. But I want you to think about how you can share some of your talents, your tools, and your experiences with other people in the world who might benefit. And sometimes this is one's life path when it's not official or it doesn't look like it fits into a box or it doesn't have a title. You know, you could be healing and helping people maintain their health and their well-being and their sanity in the midst of chaos, and you're an amazingly skilled person, and it never has a title or a box to fit into, okay? But you have a lot of skill, and we want you to utilize it, okay?
It could be just as simple as, you know, extracting and writing on a piece of paper, you know, all the different experiences you had that will help trigger the direction that you may, that will really speak to your heart.
It could be as simple as going to your local hospital where you've had friends and family and know people and volunteering to help people find caregivers or figure out what they need or know how to cope with the, you know, crisis that's confronting them at the moment. It could be really a lot of different activities, but it definitely involves utilizing your skills in order to help people feel better and function better in their lives. While you're healing your ancestral stuff, by the way.
Okay.
This is ongoing for a while.
Do you feel like
it's going to unfold in levels?
Does that mean you?
I don't think you have to worry about continue. No, you don't have to continue with a whole lot of stuff. You don't have to, you know, spend thousands of dollars or sign up for any, you know, webinars or any of that stuff right now. Just allow it to unfold, and as things come up into your consciousness, then you can go seek somebody who might be a guide or seek somebody who might have some skills in that area. You know, or read a couple more books. You know, listen to things, learn to meditate from a different teacher, whatever it takes. You know, gather the tools around you. But this is going to unfold over the next 1.5 to 3 years. You're in a process where you're starting to have awareness about what's you and what's not you, what flows through you that you're picking up from the collective unconscious, and what flows through you that you're actually experiencing from past life experiences, okay? So, and like I said, it's a process 18 months to the next 36 months.
Wow.
And in 3 years, you'll look back and go, yeah. Sorry?
I just want to say, so do you think it would be beneficial for me to continue with the ancestral healing with this person, or stop, I've had enough, and to just work on my own now? I've been working on my own anyway for long.
You're working on your own is going to happen. Yeah, you're going to. Occasionally here and there. Like I said, you don't have to go sign up for, you know, any long-term program or any heavy-duty thing. Pick the professionals here and there that you think work and help. If it feels like it's making progress and you want to work with this person again, it's fine. If you want to take a break and do something else, it's fine. Just keep on the process. Stay on the process.
Yeah.
You don't have to join. You don't have to join the ashram, but stay on the process. Okay.
Right. Yes, I got it.
And Karen, remember, go back and re-listen to the archive because there was some very important information that was actually given to you. Okay.
You mean on another show or a beginning of this show?
This one, yeah, on this show. Go back and re-listen to it, okay?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Because it'll really help you to narrow things down.
Okay. I will. I'll focus more on it. So, thank you. Thank you again.
You're very, very welcome. We love
you.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
We love you, too. I love you, too.
Thank you. Thank you both. So do you want me to disconnect you or put you back on hold?
On hold is always good. Thank you.
Okay. And God bless you as well, Karen.
Thank you.
So on that note, I'd like to go ahead and welcome area code 111 to USC. Your name and where are you calling from, please? Area code 111.
Hello.
Hello. Are you? Hi, Melissa.
Hello. Oh, hi.
Melissa from Colorado. How are you this evening, young lady?
Oh, fine. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's very kind of you. You're just a bundle of joy.
You know, I had a phone call today. And giving me some dates because their mother is coming into town. She's actually called this radio, one of the radio shows that I've broadcasted. Anyway, she says, my mother is coming in town, and she gave me strict orders to call you up because she wants to have lunch with you. She wants to meet you. So she was giving me all these dates because her mom wants me to be there. And I'm going, can you believe that, Anne? I was going, oh, my gosh.
Wow.
But the whole gist of that conversation was I had to tell my mom that you, the way she was listening to you on radio is the same way you are in real life.
Yeah.
So I believe accurate. You are true to what you're saying.
Thank goodness.
You lie.
And I went, oh, so I show up being authentic with my personality. That's a good thing, I would say. But what's on your mind, Miss Melissa?
Oh, okay, well, I want to tell you that, you know, so many, the world's so big and so many people and so many things to do. There's a lot of things to do. So I want to ask you a question about, I think I have a case coming up that I need to do with the vehicle. I'd like to know if I'm going to be able to win it. It's
a legal case.
It's a big one.
Okay. Regarding an auto accident or repairs?
Repairs, and it was a lemon. I was about two years ago, and
gotcha.
I'm gonna do it myself. I'm gonna be representing myself. I already got all my ducks in case, and
understood.
Thank you. This is pretty intense because I'm gonna be fighting that before the end of the year.
Okay. Well, let's bring Anne to the forefront. Anne.
Yeah. Hi, Melissa. Hi. I'm a little concerned about you representing yourself. I think you have just a tiny bit of naivete here. I think that you want to maybe get a little consultation from somebody who's familiar with this kind of case, just to make sure that you have enough, all your ducks in a row and all the information that you need, because you're up against something that's pretty good size here, okay? I think that you might think that sacrificing something or having to give up something or having to share power or whatever, don't worry about that. You might have to do that in this case so that you can know exactly what the odds are. I think it's going to be a little bit of a battle, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're going up against a large corporation.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
I don't want to. Yeah.
So
you're like David and Goliath, and you know you want to make sure that you got the right armament to do this.
Yeah.
Okay. So little naive here. Just need a little bit of help, a little bit of professional opinion, a little bit of somebody saying, well, here's what you need to look at. You need to think about this, and here are the statistics you need to know. And you got to have all your ducks in a row really in triplicate.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're going to get stepped on a little bit here.
Yeah.
That's good feedback. I appreciate that. Okay, I will look into that. Just a quick question. I don't know why I'm having so major headaches, like in the middle of my skull. It's so profound. Am I okay?
You know what I would do, which is what I tell a lot of people. Just go see your local doctor.
Yeah.
Just go in for a checkup, okay? Just go. I mean, it could be something as simple as you're not drinking enough water, you're dehydrated, or, you know, you're sleeping in the wrong position, or you need a chiropractic adjustment, you know, or, you know, you're sitting in a chair that's too short. It could be anything. But like I said, I don't do medical, but just go check in with your local doctor. Just say, hi, I just want to know. I feel like you might need your glasses. You might need glasses. You might need your vision checked, okay? Just go do it. Don't hesitate.
I have not been drinking enough water, and I have been sleeping on hard floor, and it's time for my new glasses. You guys.
Yep. Well,
what can I say, girl?
Any messages for Michael Melisandre?
Yeah,
go
take care of yourself. You're a beautiful being. Go take care of yourself. Love yourself. Give yourself what you would give to your friends and other people that you love and care about. Okay?
That's right. And let me tell you, Melissa, we have people that call in to the shows all the time confirming with us the information that we gave them turns out to be correct. So make sure you keep that in the back of your mind, okay? It doesn't mean we're always 100%. I will never, ever, ever claim that. But I always gauge things by callers calling back in to give us an update of information that we have given that really helped them, okay? So just keep that in your mind.
That's beautiful. I really appreciate that. I got to definitely go to the eye doctor.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Go get all that checked and call us back and check in with us, okay?
Thank you.
Note, Melissa, I'm going to leave you with that, okay, honey? But know that we love you and appreciate you, okay? Okay, do you want me to put you back on hold?
Yeah, beautiful show. Go for it.
Okay.
You too. Take care.
Bless her heart.
I know. Sending out a big hug to you, Melissa.
Me too. Anyway, I'd like to go ahead and welcome area code 518 USA. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi. Sorry. Hi, my name is Marie, and I am in New York.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, how are you?
Sassy as always, girl. So what's on your mind tonight?
I am just I guess a couple things I'm just more, I don't know, wondering about, and maybe what you kind of see around me or pick up coming up. Forgive me, I have a little bit of a cold, but it's all good. That change of the season thing. So if I cough a little bit, I apologize in advance.
No
That's
worries.
Okay. We've been there, done that many a time.
Yep.
Anyway, so she's asking, you know, what do you see that's around her and what may be in store?
The more specific you get with questions, the more details I can give you. So if you have something that you're contemplating or working on, ask away. What I see around you right now is basically harmony and quiet and peace and the ability to go through whatever's coming up. You have skills of communication. You know what to ask and what to do. I see you a little bit wanting to go off into the woods by yourself sometimes. Bless you. Okay. You know, a little bit like I say, you know, the wise one goes into the woods just to contemplate and be alone. And watch that tendency a tad. And otherwise, ask me something specific that you want to do because I think you're okay.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, no. I'm looking for work desperately, and it's not okay. My heart is
well
sad over someone for a very long time, but I still feel a connection no matter how bad it is. And I'm by myself a lot, so I don't need to go off into the woods alone. I do like the woods once
That's
in
what
a
I
while,
just
but
said. There's a tendency. Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
yeah,
I'm
I
alone
don't
a lot, just by choice. I don't like too many people. I like animals better, I think. So I just choose to kind of.
Okay, so.
You know.
Okay, so thank you. You're sitting on a stockpile of good energy. You're sitting on the ability to focus this energy where you want to be. I don't know if you don't believe it or you don't know it or you're just, is there a fear element going on here? I'm not sure.
No,
I feel
no
like you might
fear.
Be hesitant.
Oh, no, I'm trying.
Well, what's keeping
I'm
you
trying.
The job?
What's keeping me?
What kind of new job? Yeah. What kind of job do you want to be doing, Marie? What is it you love?
Well, I love really working with people in the aspect of, like, providing them information, giving them help, kind of a customer service, but not really in person, just through the brain messages. No, I'm just kidding. more like, working data entry, working on the phone type thing. My facial expressions give too much away. So if I'm in person and I don't like what someone has to say, they'll know. They'll see my face and it will say it all. At least if I'm on the phone and they can't see my face, I have a good shot. No, I'm just kidding. My life, everybody seems to, I'm not going to lie. I've talked to a couple medium readers and everybody says, you're in a good place. You're happy. Oh, you're so joyful. And I'm thinking, if you only knew. No, not really.
Joy is not a word I think I mentioned when I was speaking
to
you earlier.
No, but I mean everybody.
But what I did see was
stability. You're in a state, you're in a place of like a plateau place, a place of stability. You're not in harm's way right now. What I see mm-hmm. is the ability to mm-hmm. do whatever you want to do. You do have good skills. So if you can do data entry and you can do customer service and you can sit on the phone and talk to people, they don't have to see you, you don't have to dress up, you don't have to be visible, none of that. There's a zillion people that need your skills. You got to get out there just a little bit more.
Well, yes
and no. I don't know whether you need a headhunter.
Here's the problem. I'll tell you why. I don't mean to cut you off,
uh-huh.
but I'll tell you why.
No, it's fine.
I do get a lot of people who reach out to me. Unfortunately, due to a health issue, I can't work full-time, and that's the issue. I mean, as far as, you
okay.
know, as far as saying, oh, yeah,
okay.
I'll take the job. But, you know, sometimes I negotiate down. Oh, I can only make a certain amount a month. You can pay me less, and I have said that several times. They're like, oh, we can't do that. I'm like, it's okay. I won't tell. Excuse me. So, unfortunately.
Yeah. There's somebody out there who wants your skills. There's somebody out there that'll put up with whatever parameters you want to put around the situation. And I hear you. Sometimes it's very challenging. You don't want to go work 80 hours a week and do all that stuff. But there's somebody out there who wants you. You have to get over either resistance or hesitation or fear, maybe the wrong word for you, but there's something that's...
It's her dialogue.
Yeah.
Her mental dialogue. It's what
okay.
you're self-talking yourself in your mind, which is putting out that energy. You've already preordained an outcome and not even realize it. And because you're worrying about,
really,
you know, I have.
I didn't mean,
have,
I'm sorry. My phone's out going a little. Go ahead.
That's
sure,
okay.
Sure.
So with that, keeping that in mind, is that you're already preordaining a potential outcome of certain people judging you by some of the limitations that you feel that you may have. And so you're putting that energy out there energetically.
It's leading the way. And you don't want
yeah.
to
but unfortunately, it's not a matter of do I want to work full-time or can I work full-time. I cannot. I am on disability, so I am only allowed to work.
We heard you.
But I mean, I have fought, I have put out there to full-time jobs. They call me, oh, we love your, I know, would you consider part-time? I have done every which way you can imagine to just convince somebody that I know you're looking for full-time, but you could really use me. Hey, I'd be great for that. So it's not a matter of putting anything out there that would maybe sway them to say no. It's putting as much positive energy out there as far as this goes to say, yeah, reconsider. You
mm-hmm.
really need me. So I'm not,
mm-hmm.
I don't see how I'm putting a
okay.
limitation on that, as you just said.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
No, it's your mental dialogue that's going on running in the background of your mind. And so there's been people that have been very interested in you, but we don't always are aware the energetic energy that we're putting out. Sometimes our body speaks one language, and verbally we speak another language, okay? So get clear about, do you want a full-time job?
I
then
can't work a full-time job.
You don't want one. Right.
Then you say, I'm looking for a part-time job. I only want to work Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. This is it. And then
right.
leave it at that. And then focus your energy at that level. Because I'm actually picking up quite a few people that would hire you.
Yeah. There's jobs out there for you. There's jobs
yeah.
out
okay,
there for
because
you.
Okay.
They really are.
I do to help people. Mm-hmm. I want Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I mean, I'm very specific as to what you just said. I'm very, like, this is how many hours a week I can work. This is what my skills and qualifications are, and I do it phenomenal. And I can only work these days. So I've already done everything that you mentioned. And I,
well, you just, I think got it. Okay, so what you want to do, what you want to do is you want to speak to the universe. And you want to ask for help. Show me how to do this successfully. Show and believe it. You have to have belief, because you do not want to lead with that. You don't want to lead with the resistance. You don't want to lead with what you don't want to do. You want to lead with, I'm here. This is what I have to share. I want to work 20 hours a week, and this is what I can offer you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You want to shift that whole mindset around. Because part of it is that because of your physical medical situation, you've convinced yourself that you don't have the energy, or you can't get there, or there's nobody out there listening, or somehow there's some kind of blockage in your mental body, and so you want to really transition that, you really transform that, give it a shot for the next month, talk to whoever you need to, find a headhunter if you have to. Talk to
you. I already have them
calling whatever
me.
It takes.
Oh, I've done that too.
Good.
I have people call me from different job agencies, headhunters, and
good.
But when I tell them I can't work full time, okay, thank you, goodbye. That's how the conversation ends.
Okay,
so
you don't,
I do tell them.
So you just keep doing it.
Yeah.
You just keep doing it, because there's one person out there somewhere who's going to go, fine, we'll make it work. So instead of saying, I can't do this, you say, I'm available for this amount of time. I can do the job of three people in this amount of time. Please have them talk to me.
Yeah, I would
okay.
even put it in my cover letter, too. You know, when you send your covered letter, I would actually specify those that in your letter and stuff. But I would like to really encourage you now to go back and re-listen to the segment where, Anne is giving you information, and I've kind of added to that. Go back and re-listen to that. And then please remember us and give us an update on it, okay? Another thing, while Anne was sharing her thoughts with you,
mm-hmm.
I also yep. was clearing some of the energy as well. So I opened up the space for you, okay?
Thank you.
So
that's wonderful.
You're extremely welcome. So just keep that in the mind. I've opened up that space for you and
okay.
proceeded with some healing for you as well, because your success equates to my success. And believe me, I'm very invested in your success, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you. That's wonderful.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate that. What?
Yeah.
And you're worth
it.
I'm sorry.
Very supportive, Marie. I understand. We're very supportive of you, and we know some of the frustration, and we know things can be challenging. I also know that wonderful, perfect solution to what you're desiring is out there.
It is there.
I've got to hurry, because I need to work. I need money.
It's coming, honey. Just pull your bootstraps up. I've cleared the energy. I've got healing energy on its way to you. Okay, so go get them, girl. You can
Thanks.
Do this. You got this. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. God bless you both.
You're welcome.
You bet. You take care.
God bless
you.
You. Remember, we
Thank
love
you.
You and we appreciate you. On that note, I'm going to go ahead and put you back. Do you want me to disconnect
okay.
you or put you back on hold?
No, you can put me back on hold. I'd be interested in listening to, what you have to share with others.
Fair enough. Shall do.
Thank you.
Okay, Miss Anne. Have you noticed every caller we get are very spiritually connected?
Mm-hmm.
And furthermore, and I want to remind all of you, Don't shortchange any of yourselves, okay? Remember this. You're very powerful beings. And yes, we have a lot of stuff going on in our outer reality. Sometimes we have to take a plow and plow right through it. But you have the ability to actually create what your heart desires. Do not give up on yourselves. Remember that you guys, each and every one of you are important on this planet. But on that note, Miss Ann, I'd like to know what the masters have to share with me. Mary Lou always says, Leilani, you always ask us that. I said, girl, how many years have I been on radio? She'll start telling me, right? I said, haven't I always done that? She goes, well, yeah, you have. I said, I just like picking on you guys.
Oh, Lord, let me see.
Where do I begin? Leilani, right. You're a hot mess, woman.
That's not where I begin. Okay, where I begin is obviously communication skills. You're doing a lot right now with your fifth chakra. You're doing a lot of communicating, obviously. You have the radio and other things you're working on. So that's very activated right now. A lot of what you're doing is also a karmic path.
Ooh, do tell.
It's energy that you've chosen pre-birth. We all bring the energy forward on the planet, you know, from our multiple lives and our long-term existence. You've brought this energy forward to do exactly what you're doing right now, and it's amping up, it's increasing, it's beautiful energy. There's a part of you and this process that necessitates you, again, I use this analogy of the wise one going off into the woods, you know, alone for a little while. There's a part of you that needs to kind of keep your own counsel and go off into the woods and meditate on your own and listen to spirit, because spirit is constantly, always, infinitely around you, and you are connected. Something is going to expand in that connection, that spiritual connection. It's going to be, let me see how to say this, even bigger and more expansive than perhaps you've been holding in your vision or your perception of how the universe is structured.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe you said that.
Well, I'm just a messenger. And then once you come out of it, and by the way, don't let any of this bring your energy down. Don't let yourself question, you know, I'm off in the woods by myself. Am I doing the right thing? Blah, blah, blah. You're totally aligned with spirit, and you're doing what you're supposed to be and what you've chosen to do and what is your destiny. So make sure that no one else brings that energy down either, okay? And there are people that are around you. You have loyal support. The partnership is there on a personal level. There may be a partnership in the future. I know you're a widow. I know that you've been through some challenging losses. That's not right away, Leilani. You don't want it right away. That's off in the future. But don't get off into thinking about that too much, but it is there, okay? But right now, the focus is everything I just aligned, the fifth chakra, the communication, the speaking out, the broadcasting, the reflection of your karmic destiny, your choice to do this in this lifetime, to walk this path, the need for you to be your own counsel, to go off into the woods, to meditate, to seek solitude in the way that the Buddha sought solitude, and the expansive nature of the spiritual connection that is happening and moving into a greater connection and understanding with the universe, the nature of the whole structure of the cosmos. And I'm speaking on a quantum physics level, on a spiritual angelic realm level, on the divine most high, on all that we hold in consciousness, divinity.
Whoa, because, Anne, Because what's going to unfold in the future is quite substantial, isn't it?
And it's going to be a necessity for many of us on the planet to have these resources to tap into each other, to hold the energy. I mean, what you're putting together is going to expand and reach what I describe as our spiritual family. Everybody within the sound of our voices tonight is part of our spiritual family. We are all here together in a certain frequency, vibratory pattern, certain realm of vibration. And you're simply doing the wonderful job that you agreed to do and created to do when you aligned onto the planet.
Yeah. As you know, I talk a lot to Father God. And this happened to me the other day because I had clients that, you know, came in on Friday and Saturday. But anyway, this particular thing happened on Saturday. I had my client on the table and I'm getting ready to, you know, do the work and stuff like that. So I'm sitting on the chair next to the healing bed, and out of the blue, I just felt this energy just come flooding in, and I knew it was Father God. I just started to sob and sob. And it's just out of pure joy. Just actually, it's very difficult to explain in English words that washes over you. But anyway, I must have sat there sobbing and having, because you know I speak the light language, I had a one-on-one direct conversation with Father God in the light language. And I couldn't stop it, nor did I care to stop it. But anyway, I must have sat there for a good 20, maybe even 30 minutes. And I kept periodically apologizing to my client because I kept saying, I apologize, I can't just switch this off. Well,
yeah,
not knowing that she was being washed with that same energy, and she was sobbing on the bed. And I told her, after I came out of it and everything, I said, you know, I want to apologize to you because I try to be conscientious of people's time. And she said, oh, that's okay, Leilani. She said, because I was sobbing as well. And I said, well, normally this doesn't happen to me unless it's in private. I've never had it happen to me with someone else present.
A couple of things that I'm hearing here. They said your definition or your consciousness about spirit is going to expand, right? You're going to have a new appreciation or an expansive view. And I hear you refer to Father God. They're saying there's a feminine aspect of this that's coming in. There's a giant feminine divine mother. You're going to change your reference pattern. There's something shifting in the energy. Go ahead.
I would agree with that.
Right. It's changing. And it's huge. And anybody who's ever had what I call a numinous mystical experience of touching this level of frequency completely understands what you're saying. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful share. And, you know, I don't refer to religious texts or things too often, but in the Bible, even Jesus said, where two or more are gathered, there I am also. That means when we find our spiritual family members and we're gathered in that frequency of divine energy, that higher frequency of love, and we're open to that, we experience the power of it. And it's beautiful. That's what you're describing. It's just a beautiful experience. So this is what you're working with now.
It's interesting that you actually said that, because that is one of my most ultimate quotes. And here I hear you saying it and stuff. But, you know, it was it was interesting because Father God was letting me know what was coming in the future. And I went, oh, my gosh. And, you know, mm-hmm. sometimes, you know, just like our callers, you know, and that's why Anne and I can understand a lot of times how you guys feel is because I went, am I ready for that? Am I going to be able to do that? Oh, my gosh. You know, mm-hmm. I was actually having that dialogue with myself yesterday, matter of fact, and went, oh, my gosh. But anyway, I digress, okay, Anne?
Well, it's a nice experience to talk about, Leilani. It really is. It's always beautiful to talk about these energies.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, it was, I don't necessarily want to use the word overwhelming, you know, when that energy just came flooding in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's overwhelming because of love.
Yeah.
The love that just comes pouring in and you can feel the presence, it's just like it almost paralyzes you, you know, in a very pleasant way. And I was just so right. I couldn't do anything else but surrender
at the time. Right. You can't. That is absolutely correct. That is absolutely true. And like I said, anyone who's had that sort of numinous mystical experience completely understands because it transcends everything that we know.
Yeah. On that note, thank you, Anne. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Of course.
Really appreciate that. Yeah. I'd like to share again with all of our listeners Anne's contact email address, and that is A as in Alpha, M as in Mary, T as in Tom, 9900@icloud.com. Again, that email address is A as in Alpha or Apple, M as in Mary, T as in Tom, 9900@icloud.com. Anne is also has worked with people all across the globe, ranging from celebrities to media executives, corporate leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and anyone interested in spiritual growth. And, you know, I've had the pleasure of working with Anne for many, many years, and Anne already knows how I am. You've got to be on top of your game if I'm going to put you on radio with me, because my responsibility and accountability is to each and every one of you. I am very clear about the soul matters. And I have said soul matters probably from day one getting on radio. And I also have also been very well known to say, listen to the voices of your hearts and stand firm in your self-empowerment. But Anne, I'd like to turn it back over to you before we have to say goodnight to all of our listeners.
Oh, bless your heart, Leilani. Well, thank you for that lovely compliment. And I'm just always delighted to be here and thrilled to do my work. I mean, I'm very clear what I came to the planet to do. I've had experiences like we're just talking about and you were just discussing. I've actually been out of my body and off the planet and looked at things from a very different perspective. I have had mystical, magical experiences that defy description. And I am just grateful to be here. I am grateful for every day. I am totally devoted to my work, which is to help people. And we're all in the process of waking up. And I'm in the same process that everyone else is. You know, we are all waking up. So I love being a part of this process. I love being here. I'm grateful for everything. And I think that's something I could share with everyone. If you get stuck or you think things are overwhelming or it looks too hard out there or it's too negative or things aren't working, take a moment in every single day of your life and make a list of gratitudes. It will sound difficult. It will sound silly. You will think you don't need to do it. There will be resistance. But just get a little notebook and write down three gratitudes a day. You can do it first thing in the morning, or you can do it before you go to bed at night, or you can do both. But write down at least three. You can do more, but at least three things for which you were grateful. And they can be simple things. I'm grateful for a roof over my head. I'm grateful that I have a friend. I'm grateful that I had food today. Whatever it is, write down three gratitudes a day and do that for at least a month. And watch how the energy shifts in your life. Watch how you start to perceive things differently than how things
go ahead,
work a month prior. Oh, yeah, just a month prior. So keep this in mind. This is a really good spiritual tool for anyone who's having a hard time or questioning the path or wondering why things are so challenging. Just remember that's a good tool. Sorry, Leilani, I didn't want to cut you off. Go ahead.
No. I apologize. You know, another thing that came to mind, too, is ask for what you want. You know, we have a tendency, and, you know, throw out the word selfish. Throw it out, okay? But make sure that you understand that you're worthy of all things you ask for. And the interesting part about it is, universe is just waiting for you to ask. Because when you ask, you're telling the universe that you're worthy of all good things in life. It doesn't matter if it's about money, a new house, a car, whatever it is, ask for it. Because you have every one of us. When we descended here on the planet, we came in with our own personal full team of spiritual beings, and they're just waiting for us to ask them to help us. You know, like when I want clients, and you know this, Anne, all you do is you say, okay, I would like X amount of clients. I only want to work three days out of the week, blah, blah, blah. And the next thing you know, all of a sudden, that comes flooding into your lives, okay? But you got to remember to stay aware of your mental and your emotional bodies. Be careful of what you're thinking, especially in the background or the dialogue, self-dialogue that you're having within yourself. Be careful of that. Even I have to be careful of that, because sometimes I want to get up in the morning and I want to be on my pity potty. Nobody better come and rain on my parade, because I just want to wallow in my pity potty. And I'm not suggesting that you guys are doing that. My point is that we all go through that, and this is where we hold and help each other every time we come together every Tuesday nights. Anne?
I totally agree, Leilani. I think that's beautiful. And I was going to add to that to just emphasize what you just said. Yes, absolutely. Ask the universe for what you desire and need. And keep in mind that in order to, let's say, okay, I want to win the lottery. I want $1 million, whatever it is. You have to be able to hold the frequency of having that $1 million or winning
That's
the lottery.
Right.
So you have to be careful that you know and understand how to work with energy and how to get yourself to that clear focus. Because if you start from a place of, well, I want to win the lottery, but nothing good ever happens to me and I'm not lucky and, you know, I can't do it and I don't have the energy, it's not going to happen. So one has to be very clear that you are aligned with spirit and that you can hold the frequency of whatever it is you desire to have. Because, Leilani, as you said, it's what's chirping in the background and underneath the surface that is going to manifest and keep you in whatever place you are. Okay? So we're all learning to expand and get into our spiritual connections and to align with our guidance and our heart space and our God consciousness.
Well, and another thing, too, is what we're saying verbally, you know, even in conversations with other people, or because that will tell exactly what you're thinking in the background that's that undercurrent that's running. So, you know, it's really important that you do that. It's just like I was mentioning to our last caller about your body language. The body has its own language.
Definitely.
And your handwriting has its own language as well. And, you know, I studied for years how to actually read people's handwriting. And what was I looking, and this is why I did it, because, you know, another business I used to own, I had to hire employees. And so when I was hiring them, I would actually pay attention to the handwriting, because it was literally telling me what the undercurrent was going on with the individual versus with what they were actually saying to me. And believe it or not, a lot of employers now actually have learned and studied about the language of handwriting, down to your physical body, what language is it speaking, down to the way you shift your eyes or whatever. That it's telling the story, okay? Wouldn't you agree, Em?
Totally, totally. People don't realize how many corporations actually do hire graphologists to do some assessment on that level. That's true. It's a direct emanation of the representation of your energy into the physical plane. So, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, and we're all learning. We're all learning. We're just trying to get ourselves more conscious every day. And that's the whole point. Wake up. Just wake up. Become conscious. Become aware of what you're experiencing, what you're feeling, what your emotional body is doing, what your physical body is doing in space, so that we can become grounded and clear in our participation in the universe.
That's right. Absolutely. And, you know, I was starting to chuckle in the background, because there were times when, you know, a girlfriend would be over and she'd be writing away, you know, because sometimes they come over and they just want to sit and do their work while I'm doing my work. And then we'll kind of, you know, do small talk back and forth and stuff. And I'll go over there and I start reading her handwriting. She goes, "Oh, my God, how did you know that about me?" And I said, "Well, it's in your handwriting."
Right. It's real clear. Yeah. Yeah. Right. It's a very good tool. Very good tool.
And you know, simple as, you know, if you don't close your O's in your handwriting, that has a lot to do with you don't have your emotional bodies in check. They're all over the place.
Oh,
now, who would have
so
thought,
many.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, so many little giveaway tells. That's really true.
Darn it, I'm telling all my secrets. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But anyway, once again, if you'd like to contact Anne, her contact email is A as in Alpha, M as in Mary, T as in Tom, 9900 at iCloud.com. Anyway, Anne, I want to thank you for a great show and for your great service to all of our callers. I really do appreciate it, and I'll see you next week, Tuesday night again.
I look forward to it, Leilani. Thank you so much for the opportunity. It's always an honor to be here. I appreciate that very much, and everybody go have a beautiful week.
Yes, and sleep well to each and every one of you. On that note, remember to always be kind to yourselves and to each other. Stand firmly planted in your self-empowerment. Good night to each and every one of you. We'll see you guys next week, Tuesday, for our special broadcast. Good night, everyone.
Thanks for listening. This has been The Universal Spiritual Connection. If you like what you heard, then be sure to hit like and subscribe. And why not share with like-minded people? Until next time, remember to be kind to yourselves.